It has been said that nostalgia is the enemy of progress. If you've ever found yourself saying something along the lines of, remember when the church was full, or remember when the choir had 20 voices, or just remember when everything felt easier, then you know how powerful nostalgia can be. It can wrap us up in the warmth of memory, but it can also paralyze us there. It can keep us facing backward while God is calling us forward. The prophet Haggai meets us right at that crossroads. The people of Israel have just returned from exile. They've come home to Jerusalem, but their home doesn't look the way that it used to. The city is in ruins. The temple, that place that is the very heart of their faith, the place where they met and communed with God, has been reduced to rubble. They start rebuilding, but after a while, discouragement starts to set in. Some of the older folks remember Solomon's temple in all of its glory. You just think gold and cedar and big imposing elements and majestic courts. But when they look at the modest beginnings of this new temple, they can't help but let out a disappointed sigh. How does it look to you now, Haggai asks? Is it not in your sight as nothing? They're trapped by nostalgia. Now, this is not the gentle kind of nostalgia that remembers with gratitude, but the kind that will poison the present, that will nag at us over and over again. If it can't be like it was, why even bother at all? I know I've felt that before. I'm sure that most of us, if not all of us, have at some point. And it's into this pit of discouragement that Haggai speaks a word from God. Take courage, all you people of the land. Work, for I am with you. God is not confined to what was. God is alive in what is being created in the present moment, even if this new temple is smaller or humbler or looks nothing like it did in the glory days. It's a very human temptation, isn't it? To long for the days that we thought were the good old days in our churches, our communities, even in our own lives. We remember a time when pews were full, when Sunday school rooms were bustling, where choir robes were crisp and new, and coffee hour was constantly crowded. We remember a time when the church felt central to the world around us. And there's nothing wrong with remembering. But when nostalgia becomes our compass, we're always pointed back, and we stop moving forward. Nostalgia makes us cling to what was rather than trust what could be. It turns the living God into a museum exhibit. Sacred and beautiful, yes, but stagnant and lifeless. The God of Haggai is not a guardian of the past. God is all about building the future. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, God says. And greater not because of its gold or grandeur, but because the new temple will be filled with something deeper. The living presence of a people who have journeyed together, who have struggled together, who've been renewed together in hope. In many ways, our own church mirrors this moment. I've heard from many of you about your memories of the past, all of the ways that there used to be more people, or more energy, or more volunteers. But I want you to remember that we too are rebuilding. We're rebuilding not just from the pandemic years, but we've seen cultural shifts. We've seen generational changes, and we have seen people that are exhausted from uncertainty. And like those ancient builders, we sometimes look at what's in front of us and feel that it's as nothing compared to what it was. But God's call through Haggai is not, wait until it's perfect. It's not, the glory was in the past. It's take courage and work, for I am with you. In other words, start singing the next verse of the story. Don't worry if the melody sounds a little bit different, because God, the composer, is still the same. That's what our stewardship theme, A Chorus of Generosity, is all about. Stewardship is not nostalgia for what we once had. It's participation in what God is doing here and now. It's about joining our voices together in gratitude and trust, creating a harmony out of our varied gifts and our life circumstances. Just think about that image for a moment, a chorus. In a chorus, every voice matters. No single voice can carry the whole song. Some people will sing the melody, others will sing a harmony. Some will have strong voices, others soft. Some will hit those high notes, and others will keep the rhythm steady. But together, something beautiful emerges that not a single one of them could create on their own. And that is what generosity looks like in community. Each pledge, each act of service, each prayer adds a note to this beautiful chorus. When we give, we're not restoring an old temple. We're composing a new song for a new season of faith. And maybe that is what God meant through Haggai when saying, "The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former." The glory of Solomon's temple was in its splendor and its opulence. The glory of this rebuilt temple and the glory of the church today is not in marble or gold, although this building is stunning, but it's in mercy and courage. The Spirit fills the house not because it's grand, but because it's generous. That's the glory that surpasses the past. That's the promise God gave to the builders of Jerusalem and gives to us again today. My Spirit abides among you. Do not fear. The opposite of nostalgia is not forgetting the past, but is rather hope for the future. Hope looks back with gratitude and forward with trust. Hope remembers the faithfulness of those who came before us, their generosity, their courage, and it lets that memory inspire us, but not imprison us. Hope believes that God is not done with us yet. And friends, I believe with my whole heart that God has so much more in store for Good Sam. Today, we begin this year's stewardship campaign. We're not trying to recreate the past. We're answering God's call to build the future. A future where our song grows louder and louder and more inclusive, where our generosity opens new doors, where our love makes visible the glory of God right here and right now. So let us take courage. What does your work look like? What does your giving look like? And through it all, let us sing, knowing that God's Spirit remains among us always. And the best days of this house of God are still to come.